looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Light on Living. I'm your host, Lisa Berry, giving you reasons to feel good. And as always, I am bringing you exceptional authors who express their experiences through writing, well, and so much more. So I'm so happy to be bringing you all the goodies from them so that you can create your own holistic happiness. And this month, we are jumping into an entirely new theme. We've done our self-love. We've worked hard. We've had our fun. And now, this is, it feels so powerful. That's the word that's really coming to light, because this is truly, truly the most powerful one you're going to feel. And these next 8 authors that we're going to be sharing with the whole month are going to bring you something very essential, like superpowers, and they're going to bring it right out of you. So get ready for this really amazing month, and it is being put on. The entire series is called Rise, Amazing Woman Rise Interview Series. Now, with this, they're going to be sharing ways to grow impact, unleash creativity, and define a more heart-centered, empowered destiny by discussing the 8 essential powers of the feminine heart. Because, guys, it's International Women's Month. This is the time. And it's not just about this woman, girl. It is about the feminine heart. And so today we have our 2 authors, and so much more. But we're going to kick it off with Heather Salmon. I was going to ask her, my goodness, if it was Salmon or Salmon. And I'm going to just ask you right now, Heather, what is it?
It's Salmon.
Yay, okay, good. Yes, all right. We have Heather Salmon and Christine Howard, and we're going to bring Christine on in the second half of the show, and we're going to be talking first about balance and then radiant achievement. But with balance and with our amazing, you're just incredible. Like, I just can't get over all the stuff you do, Heather, by the way. I want to welcome you to the show, and then I'm going to read your mini bio here. So welcome, first of all.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. Thank you, Lisa, so much.
It's a
beautiful show. I love your subject and energy. Exciting.
Yes, it is. You know, fun is powerful. I know we don't think of that, but it is. Well, everybody listening, you've got to just honestly just hear what this incredible being is about. Well, Heather Salmon is a renowned sound healer, mystic, cultural, creative, and recording artist. Heather is driven by a knowing that we can create a new way of being on earth that is sustainable, just, and thriving. Heather's passion is to inspire change through sharing lifestyle practices that cultivate peace and harmony. Residing in Maui, Hawaii, woohoo, at the Black Swan Temple, like, that's just, all these words are so fun to read, an eco sanctuary in the heart of the rainforest. Heather and her husband, Donnie Regal, offer retreats, training, and mystical alchemy sound healing prayer performances for the healing and upliftment. I love that, prayer performances. And to learn more about Heather, as you will be soon anyways, and her work, you can visit the blackswantemple.org. So I just want to make sure you do that, blackswantemple.org. So, my gosh, Heather, you live like a dream life.
Yeah, well, I'm very blessed, and I've worked on it
yes
for a long time.
Did you say, was that, like, I'm jumping right into this, because really this whole theory is about legacy, and at first it really does have a hard work kind of feel to that word legacy, like bigness. But did you set out to leave a legacy when you moved to Hawaii and created this place?
Well, I set out to have a meaningful life and something that I felt connected to, and something, you know, that was aligned with the gifts and talents I wanted to share, and I wanted to find my soul's purpose. And I wanted to have an impact and help others. So in that way, yeah, I guess you could say that I wanted to leave a legacy for sure. trail, and I consider that a trail that would help to kind of have a stepping stone for others to find ways to their own sense of alignment and activation or alignment to their soul's purpose.
Yes, I love that you said trail, because my first introduction to the word legacy ever was the when somebody said, I want to leave a footprint, and you just said trail, and that's what we do, right? We leave those footprints. Yes, and then you also said the word impact, and so my big question to you is really, because you do talk about impact, like you want to leave an impact. There, you mentioned somewhere, I can't remember where it was, but you talked about there's the impact of our choices. Now, you made a choice to live this way, but when you, is there something behind that that was really powerful to you about the impact of your choices that you've made to bring you to where you are?
Oh, there's a number of things around that. I mean, you know, I was personally raised by, my father was Canada's first Black surgeon, and my mother was Ontario's first Black female metro counselor. So, you know, they're trailblazers in of themselves and making impacts like just through their choices has helped open the doors for many other people. And also, I'm an environmentalist, and I work with the Pachamama Alliance, and the Pachamama Alliance talks about the impacts of our choices, and that the Earth is at a critical point at this time, and that everything we do has a kind of can affect change in a threefold manner. In fact, environmental sustainability, social justice, and our sense of our own spiritual fulfillment. And then we talk about those things being interrelated and interconnected. So whatever our choices are, you know, we can help be part of the change and the solution, or we can kind of dig into the problems, that helps fester the problems and the issues more. Very important.
Being a part of the solution, yes. I you know what, I read your bio before and it just popped up to me even more. So this is a sanctuary that you run, or do you run it, or do you live on it, or did you create the sanctuary?
Well, Dawn, we've created it. We live here. We run it. All of that.
And that is very Mother Nature-y, which is where that feminine can really, really come out. When we talk, you said we're at a critical point, and I'm imagining like sounds of alarms coming off, you know, like, oh, help me kind of thing. Can you share with us how you feel that it's the way to the feminine heart that we can get through this critical point?
Oh, yeah. Well, the feminine heart tends to be very nurturing, right? Very mothering. Mm-hmm. That's part of who we are. And when we allow ourselves to lead from the way of the heart, we're leading from the way of compassion, empathy, concern for all of our children. Like, you know, whether we've birthed them biologically or not, we start to recognize that all beings are interrelated and interconnected. We're one family. We're the rainbow family. And we start to, we are so beyond that, which we maybe thought we were, just our own little secular family with our own biological genes. We're all interrelated and interconnected. And when we come from the feminine heart, we can start to see that. And we can start to see, you know, it takes a community to raise a child. And all these children are part of us. And so we can help to lead in a way that cares for the greater whole, not just ourselves and the immediate people around us.
That is, and I love that you said that we can lead, because in the book Rise, Amazing Woman Rise, it's, do you feel like the feminine part of us has been lying down and now we need to rise to lead, and how, and if you do feel that way, how is that, how are you doing that in your world, in your life, and you're leaving your legacy?
Well, the feminine ways and heart has definitely been oppressed. You know, I don't think that's any secret that the whole masculine way of conquering and dominating and competing and comparing has kind of led our way through this industrial revolution and has gotten us where we are. Now, the feminine heart, the feminine ways have been delegated to the more way of the, you're in the home, you're taking care of the kids, which is all very important as well. But in terms of a leadership for the community, we have been, there's been an impression, and especially with color, you know, with the bottom of the bottom.
Yeah.
So as we, as things begin to, it's been so great to see in the States all these new, beautiful women of color rising this last year and being elected to Congress and making their voices heard. Yes, we need to be at the table too, because if we're not at the table and if there's not that diversity, then, you know, out of sight, out of mind. Like,
mm-hmm.
you're not, the concerns of those who are disenfranchised aren't necessarily being heard or met.
Yes, yeah. Being heard, actually. Isn't that funny? Because they listen. You're making me think of listening skills right now, you know, and we can this is a complete random question. What would be a way that we can start listening more in a feminine way than in a masculine way? And this isn't like men and women. I just truly mean, how can
right,
we listen
right.
more? Yeah. How can we do that?
I love this question. As a yoga teacher, I think this is actually the simple solution to this, and it's through the breath, where they say we cannot be pondering the future or worrying about the past, you know, being in regret, if we can follow our breath in the present moment. So if you can take the time to slow your breath, and in the book I give a simple exercise. I call it the three-part breathing exercise to begin to slow down and drop into the breath and come into the moment. And in that moment, you can feel what you're feeling. You can begin to notice what's really alive for you and what's calling you, and listen from within.
Mm-hmm.
So in that place of stillness, we can hear that deep inner voice and guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that is the most important way to come into deep listening, to take that time regularly instead of racing, doing, coming into slowing everything down for a moment. And
Even just talking about it, I could feel like the physiological flowing down in me. You know,
mm-hmm.
I love that you said deep listening. That to me is like really feminine. That's like when you're being the other person sharing or is being heard, and yeah, just nurturing. And yes, you're right. What nurturing breath brings. Now you are also, I'm going to have to bring this up because we talked about it just in the beginning, but you are a sound healer. And you do prayer performances. This is a question because I truly don't know. Is it all feminine, or is there feminine and masculine in doing a prayer performance and doing sound healing?
Oh, well, I mean, it's very dynamic. I do it with my husband, who's masculine.
Yeah.
But Donnie will be the first one to say the first thing about sound healing, the most important thing is learning how to relax. And sound healing can induce relaxation even without someone efforting too much. Even, you know, so that's really a beautiful thing. And to me, sound healing and music is dynamic. I mean, we use technology. He plays keyboards. We bring in sound. We use technology to enhance what we do. So in that way, you can say that's kind of more the masculine attributes, the structure, the form. And I need the meditation and play the crystal singing bowls, which would be the feminine. So which would be a balance.
Yeah.
I really find that to be a balance of both.
You actually just did that work for me. I didn't have to even talk about Bella. You just have me beautifully. And I love that. So I want to highlight that. Structure and form, you know, we could look at that more of the masculine way, which is so important. Like, we would just be all big blobbies running around, you know, without that. It is a delicate balance, because if you have too much structure and form, it becomes too rigid and too, just the outside, the surface. Is that what you would share with us what you mean about the those essential powers of balance?
Mm-hmm. So when I talk about balance, you're able to examine and look at parts of our lives, including our social life, our family, our self-care, our work, and reflect for ourselves what balance within each of these areas means. And, for example, you can highly value having an active social life, but you also might feel it's important for you to have some alone time. Or you can also highly value achieving great things at work, but you also value having days off just to do nothing and have fun. So a life of balance requires us to prioritize, set goals, and have healthy boundaries and compassion. Yeah, I said they set boundaries with compassion, so that we can tune in and live our lives in a meaningful way. And then I say it becomes like a spiritual vision quest. You know, we tune in. It's like, okay, what's alive now? Where am I? What's next? What are my next highest steps? And you're able to receive guidance through your dreams, through nature, through others. Mm-hmm. And it comes to you, and it's like, okay, well, you have the confidence, you'd start to develop this inner confidence of knowing that, yes, this is my unique path, and this is what's right for me, and balancing my responsibilities and what I want and what I need becomes more of this, like, sacred dance, and it becomes highly...
That's beautiful. A sacred dance. Oh, you have so much movement. I have to invite everybody right now to, if they can. You know what's funny? I do a lot of Facebook, but not so much Instagram. But after going to see your pictures on Instagram, I'm going to have to, because everyone, seriously, you have to check out. Is your Instagram, and I want to make sure, that is it Heather Salmon or is it Black Swan Temple?
There's two. So there's my personal one, which I just started, which is heathersalmon.maui.
Okay.
And then the Black Swan Temple, which is a lot more on our Instagram, is, Black Swan Temple.
Okay, I have to make this extreme invitation to everybody, because just your every picture was of something so beautiful, like the very feminine way of displaying how you play your music. There's such beauty around you, the colors, the feel. Like, I actually feel like I could feel Maui, you know, when I was looking there.
Okay.
And then you're in this really fun swing of sort, like not quite yoga swing, but something, and you just look so flowing, free.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, that's movement. Yeah, and so I highlight this. So we need balance when we're in free movement like that, because you're not just, yes, you are letting go and being, you know, finding out what is alive for you. Like you said, I love that line. But there is something that you've done balance. So are you're strengthening your body at the same time with things. How do you strengthen your body so that you can keep balance?
Right. So I teach this form of aerial yoga called aerial yoga play, or aerial yoga RX. You hit the nail on the head. So if you see me in that swing, I do that every day, every single day. And that helps. And you know, I lead personal retreats here in Maui, and this is what we do. It's a big part of our program. Hatha yoga and aerial yoga play and sound healing. And aerial yoga play brings everyone back to that inner child and that sense of fun. No, let's not take it all so seriously. Shake it off.
Yeah.
Reset. Start again. Get back to the core.
Yes. And I have to, because I did aerial yoga for my first time back in, I was actually on Halloween, so it was October 31st. And I thought, yeah, I'm pretty flexible and I'm fun and I do my stuff. But I tell you how goofy and silly you feel. You try to get up there and you're all wobbly. But I love that you said earlier, it's boundaries with compassion, because you have to have compassion for yourself. You get up there and you go, what? Mm-hmm. What do you mean I couldn't hold myself in that position? You know, mm-hmm. Come on. That is a neat way of you wrapping all this together. So being part of RISE, Amazing Woman RISE, and this is leaving a legacy, it's a leadership way. What was important for you when you were asked to become a part of this book and share this, and what was your intention, let's say, to leave this legacy and have this be a part of it?
Oh, my intention is to leave some succinct ideas or practices, and in my chapter I have a few specific exercises, and then I also have I conclude with, you know, when we leave the light of balance, we come out of our sense of being a victim or having life done to us, and we step into our sense of confidence, into our sense of purpose, and into our sense of connection with the greater whole. And I think that that is so key, is that when we are living a life in balance, it's like, yes, we are affecting those areas which we were talking about at the beginning of the interview. We're affecting the areas of impact, our impact on the earth, our impact with others, so environmental sustainability, social justice, and our own sense of spiritual fulfillment and connection. And if we can get a handle of that, you know, in our as things that we value in how we move and live on this planet, we are going to be making great strides to create a thriving, just, beautiful, peaceful way of being for everybody.
Yeah, I love that you're pulling together. For me, you actually helped me expand the word legacy, because when I used to first hear it, you know, it's about very masculine, very masculine center. Like, what footprint am I leaving? What am I going to leave and do? More like what it used to be meant, you know, like passing down your money or your fortune. But the way you're saying it, it really feels fun that you've added this, for me anyways, this balance of the feminine with the masculine, because how can we leave a legacy if it's not connected to something?
Right.
You've kind of grown that for me, and I feel like, you
know, and we all have a piece of the pie, the puzzle. The puzzle, you know, it's like a great, beautiful mosaic, and we all have our unique parts to do.
Yes.
We all need to show up.
I want to ask a little bit about the sanctuary, because if anybody's really feeling like, you know, I really, the fact that you use music, I really feel that music is something that allows us, when we don't have the words and we can't yet listen, so we need assistance, and the music helps guide us. And with you doing these retreats there, when somebody were to come down to have a retreat with you, what does that look like?
Okay, so yeah, our retreats, they are so awesome, because they're very feminine in the way that you can come when you like, for as long as you like, 3-4 day minimum. And it consists of, the day you arrive, we have a supper and a welcoming ceremony for you, where we set intentions and do a little talk story about where you've arrived, this very sacred part of Maui. And then our regular program is 7:30 in the morning's breakfast, classes from 9 to 11. Then we have lunch at noon, and our food is plant-based, primarily vegan, gluten-free. And then in the afternoons, we built in some flexibility for people to explore the island or do personal sessions with us. I do personal healing sessions, and Donnie does music, piano. He also does nonviolent communication coaching, mystical alchemy coaching, and we have a recording studio. So sometimes we have people who want to record talks and meditations or songs. And so, again, it gets you to flex your creativity and be supported through our temple that way, too.
That sounds completely a lot about balance, for sure. You really have the balance of the creativity, but the structure, like what you said, I love that, the boundaries and the balance between that. And priorities. I love that you actually mentioned priority. So there's so many wonderful things that you said right now, and I love that question, what you say, what's alive for you? And would you say, so just as your closing kind of thing here, is when thinking about Rise, Amazing Woman Rise, and you're really feeling that, how will I leave this legacy and how will I rise to this? If you could share what, how, if somebody's listening, how could they find out what's alive? How will they know when it shows up for them, what comes alive for them?
How will they know?
If they're listening, mm-hmm. and something came, like, how would they know? They go, that's what the answer is. That's coming alive for me. What's that feeling they would mm-hmm. feel?
Well, I think you have to ask the question, what is alive for me? And then when you say connect with that and then say, oh, well, you know, if you're not sure if that is really what's alive for you, keep asking and it will keep repeating to you and it'll show you or show you in different ways. And it's like, okay, so it's alive for me that I am wanting more time for self-care. And then the next question is, I call it like a vision quest. So then you have to keep making inquiries and listen to your dreams, listen to your guidance. And you'll get this inner knowing, like a sense of inner yes, yes. Do that. Try that. And if it's not, you might think it's a yes. You might try it and you're like, I don't think so.
Right.
Okay. Need to try something else.
So this, I love that. So it's about deeper. So for you, we could say, you know what, people, if you, first of all, pick up the book because we want you to read. And then when you read Heather Salmon's chapter, there's some exercises for breathing. Let's get everybody to start there. Let's do some breathing, follow the exercises, and then ask that question, what's alive for you? And I would love for everybody to come check you out. So whether they see Black Swan Temple, or Heather Salmon, and it's S-A-L-M-O-N. And as I bring into the, going to a commercial, bring the next guest, I want to thank you so much, Heather, for being a part of this. This has just been wonderful. You've kicked this off so beautifully.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. And thank you so much for hosting us. It's been an honor and a pleasure to talk to you this morning.
Oh, well, thank you so much. All right, everybody, we're heading off to commercial. Be back soon with our second guest, Christine Howard.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Yourself and love more deeply. Download and join today.
Mind connected to the heart, connected to the love, connected to the soul. I'm connected to you, connected to me.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt Pure Love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We are just kicking off this beautiful month with not just the feminine heart and feeling amazing, because this is the whole word this month is going to be the word amazing, because we are featuring the book. It's a compilation of so many beautiful authors who really, it's Rise, Amazing Woman, Rise, the 8 Essential Powers of the Feminine Heart. And Marsh Engels has put this together, and I swear she just has this magical wand that attracts the perfect authors, the perfect people all the time. And we're going to be bringing on our second co-author of today's show and of the whole month. Her name is Christine Howard, and I want to welcome her first of all. So welcome, Christine.
Thank you, Lisa. So good to be here today.
Oh, it really is wonderful to have you here. And we just had this first lovely half hour, which I know you were a part. You got to listen in, so that was wonderful. And because there's 8 of you authors who really have a different essential superpower, you know, to open the heart, to lead from the feminine, to do the legacy. And yours, I'm going to give you a little bio, but you really were sharing about radiant achievement. And that was something that you really felt compelled to have your legacy be a part. So I'm gonna share with everybody who you are, and then we're going to dive right in. Okay?
Great.
So Christine Howard is a sought-after speaker and innovative business leader. Her transformative products and coaching services, books, and talks are instrumental to awakening the radiance and power of women's true beauty and their ability to achieve their soul-centered calling. Passionate in her commitment to inspire the lives of women, Christine's work first began during her own transformational heartbreak. Rising from a startling diagnosis of breast cancer, followed by a painful divorce, today she is widely known as the authority on radiant achievement, teaching and speaking to audiences worldwide. You can learn more about Christine Howard and her work by visiting www.thechristinehoward.com. And Christine, first of all, I commend you on getting through both of those big, I'm sure there's lots of them, but those two big ones, and really taking it to your next level, your calling. And let's just talk about that. What is this, your legacy? Are you leaving your legacy with thechristinehoward.com?
I definitely believe part of my legacy is teaching women a new paradigm of achievement. And it is definitely something that grew out of my journey from healing and evaluating my life, reconnecting with my life and my essence during that healing journey. And yes, I very much feel connected to this. Is right now, this is a part of my legacy. I know more is to come. It slowly evolves as I step into it, which is one of the gifts from listening to that calling.
Yes. And that's so, okay, I just want to highlight that. So you were going through these, like, we'll call them, you know, not the dark night of the soul, but the very challenging, like an illness, a painful, like heartbreak, a relationship. And
right.
Is it because, do you think it's, that's where we find our, do you think that that's where we can hear our calling the most, because we're just not desperate, but we're just calling out to find something? Like, how did you get to listen to what was calling you?
Sure. Well, it definitely can happen that way. And I think, like everything that happens to us, we can look at it as, and how I chose to look at it as, it was a gift to pause my life and reevaluate where I was living in alignment, where I was out of alignment, what was calling to me, what was I denying that was speaking to me. And that was definitely a big part of my journey, where I had not listened to the callings over the years. But absolutely, Lisa, we can use those times to, as like a forced pause or a forced reevaluation, if we're open to that. And I definitely early on chose not to be a victim to any of it, but to really use it as, to see it as a gift and use this time to dig deep and to dive into, peel back the layers, as I like to say, of my life and where I was without judgment, with a lot of love and compassion, but to see, you know, and where I was, what the good things were, and what the things were that were lessons for me that I could use then to move forward into a higher version of myself.
Okay, that's okay. With a higher version of yourself.
Yes.
I find that so interesting. I love that you said that because, that one I just could unwrap forever. because a higher version of yourself is what I feel like when you're saying it's the radiant version. It is.
Yes.
Yes. And so how can somebody believe, like if you were to, if you had to sit down with somebody who maybe they are living from their more masculine side, and how would you almost convince them to believe that there is a more radiant version of themselves and that they it's theirs, they can step
right
into it? How would that look?
Well, I think, you know, I would start by asking them some questions and really because radiant achievement and being your most radiant and your highest self is connecting with your gifts and your talents and your callings and your desires. So I would say, are the things that you're doing now, how fulfilled do you feel in your life? And really I love what Heather said. It's about taking those pauses. So take a pause and get connected with your inner wisdom, with your intuition. Get to a place of listening. Quiet your mind. This is really key. We need to quiet our mind and go to that place of connecting with our body, connecting with our inner intuition, and saying and being honest, again, with love and compassion, how fulfilled am I in my life? I know when I did that, I definitely felt like there was something that was missing. I couldn't immediately put my finger on it. I just knew I wasn't living to my highest potential. And then, so that's the starting point, is see what comes up for you. A lot of us have had passions and ideas and talents that we've shoved to the side because we've been conditioned through our upbringing and our culture to pursue an external version of success. And by pausing and asking these questions, it helps us to reconnect with our essence and see what's there that we've been maybe denying in ourselves that is really something that's our unique contribution to bring to the world.
Okay. I love that one. Okay. So bringing to the world. But I want to take a step back. I love that you shared that you asked the questions at first, but you knew there was something, but you didn't know. And I think that's really important to share with a lot of people. That's where compassion, right, comes in. Because
right,
we don't always just – you don't get the answer like, oh, here it is. I asked. Here's my answer. Now I know.
Right.
And I love that to listening. Now, there was something – I can't remember where I read it on yours as well, but I loved it. There's a difference. What is it that say we do stop and we listen and we keep saying, I'll do it, I'll do it. What is the difference between saying, I'll do it, I'll get to it, versus doing it? What is that thing
right
that takes us from there to there?
Well, it can be different things for different people depending on where you're at. But I will say a cornerstone is that we really fully need to do two things. Number one, own our own worth, and that part of that is self-love. Part of that is just having a belief that we are worthy for who we are, where we are, and that we have something unique to bring to the world. And then the second thing is whatever that is that comes up, whether you hear it from that place of listening, or it's something that, you know, just speaks to you very loudly, like a knock, you know, like hitting you on the head sometimes, is to not judge whatever it is. Because what I've experienced and what I've seen in other people is it's like we start with a small seed and then it grows and then it grows. And we may say, oh, that's no big deal to pursue this or to follow what's calling to me. But stepping up and honoring that then unfolds the next layer and the next evolution of your full potential. So, to get there, I say start small and approach it. And here's the easiest thing that actually one of the easiest things I did, and I highly encourage everyone, approach it with curiosity and wonder. Stop judging it and say, I wonder what can come of this. Again, if we look at traditional achievement, we've been taught strategize, plan, have the end in mind. And those things are good in certain contexts, but in the context of really what I'm talking about with radiant achievement and connecting and bringing your fullest potential forward, we need to we won't see that end point. We will be on this ever unfolding journey. And so if we can just take it, this next thing, and honor it and not judge it and give it a try. I wonder what can unfold, or I wonder what will, you know, will create or develop because of doing this. I think it's a lot easier for us then to take those first steps when we have that open perspective.
You know, what's really neat is that you said open perspective. Having that open perspective actually gives you the safety of not having that fear. I can't believe you said, I wrote down these words from you, seeds, your best, next level evolution, and you just talked about that. That's awesome.
That's funny.
There's
no accidents or coincidence. It's all serendipity and synchronicity if we're open to seeing that happen in our life.
Yes, an evolution. And so when this book, when I don't know, with Marsh, maybe she approached you, Marsh Engel, she, you know, pulled this together. She approached you and said, oh, you know what, I would love for you to share about legacy. Is legacy something that you, did you think about legacy before? Did you know you were doing that? Is that what you helped you? Or did she kind of highlight it for you? And, oh, look at that. I am leaving a legacy.
Right. Well, you know, here's the thing that's interesting. Similar to what Heather had shared, I definitely have been strongly connected for many years that I'm here to help. I'm here to make a difference in some way. I really haven't necessarily thought of it in terms of legacy. However, you know, when we do step out and do work that's been calling to us and speaking to us, we start to get glimpses of the impact that we're making and of the opportunity to create a legacy, to leave a legacy, to impact people's lives. And it's so interesting because all of the work that I'm teaching, right, is for women to really own and connect to and own who they are and what is coming up for them. By default, by following that work, you are positively impacting people's lives, and it does just become your legacy then, without you really having to, you know, think hard on what is it that I'm going to bring and how what kind of impact can I make. When you start from that inner place, it's that feminine energy that just naturally starts to grow and unfold and blossom and bear fruit. So I've definitely seen that for myself with my work and getting to understand the impact and seeing it firsthand by comments people have made and reflections people have given me. I know that possibility is there for all of us if we're willing to get to that place of connecting with that inner part of ourselves that's speaking to us and giving us those signs of what our work is to do.
It's so neat how both Heather's and yourself, it's talking about connection and world. You both have mentioned about, you know, stepping out into the world. And it was funny when you were talking about how, you know, just unfolds in the next level. Like, very feminine, if anything, is when we grow a baby. Like, we don't have to go down and say, okay, we'll make the spinal cord now. Okay, we'll now grow an arm. And now, okay, now, you know, fill your lungs. It just does it because we are supporting that environment. So in your world, share with us how, because you support an environment for women and maybe men to step into their leaving their legacy without knowing it. How is it you run your business and what you do, your calling, your service, and what part of it is the radiant achievement for you?
Right. Well, everything, I will say pretty much everything I do is wrapped in radiant achievement. And I coach people one-on-one. I have right now a small group workshop that I host once a month, and I speak on, have a couple different topics. I also even have products that I created that are, again, with the element of connecting to your essence and who you are and really being anchored in that as a starting point. So all of my work really revolves around teaching this new, what I call a new paradigm of achievement. Again, that takes different forms. And I have a book coming out in the next few months that is really a deep dive into all the elements of radiant achievement. But, you know, what I've seen is like the shift, the one of the big shifts that I teach in all of my work is that we've been so living in our head and using our mind, right, using our intelligence, using our brain, and teaching people how to reconnect with their full, with their body and with that inner listening and that inner wisdom. So, you know, just that part alone, I know for myself, was a big shift and is a core element of what I teach with Radiant Achievement. Yes, it comes out with all of my work.
From mind to wisdom, I love that, because as we were really talking about leading with that, you know, the feminine heart. And like I said, I just always want to remind us, it's not about men versus women. It's not a sex thing. It is literally the place of which we're coming from. Just like you said, the mind, which can be the feminine or masculine mind, but and then to wisdom. What is the title of your book coming out?
It probably will be Radiant Achievement. I'm still kicking around a couple titles and subtitles. But I'm so strongly connected to this teaching, this work, that most likely it will be Radiant Achievement.
Okay. And I have to say that I feel that's really balanced. You know, our first half was about balance, because Radiant really it feels like that girly kind of feminine thing, and then achieve,
right,
you know, that thing. And with that, because these are essential too, in it. Can you just, I just find it so interesting when you said you yourself had to get out of your head, stop just trying mm-hmm. to direct and flow and things. When you either with both or single, can single it out, which is the breast cancer or with the going through heartbreak and divorce, were you in your mind at first, or were you in more of like like an ego type? And I say it with respect, ego.
Right.
More of that soft control, blame. Yeah. And
right.
How do you get out of that?
It was both, absolutely. My initial response, because again, this is how I was conditioned to live my life, was I have a problem, I need to solve it, and I went into my head.
Yes.
And into action mode. What, you know, with my cancer, what research can I do to, you know, really understand my diagnosis further, to get treatment, and it was research, dive into action. Partway into that journey, I realized I was out of balance in my life, and I loved, again, Heather's topic, and I saw where I was not taking care of myself. I was not honoring my needs for all kinds of things, fun, you know, nutrition, self-care, stress reduction, and it was the starting point of me to get reconnected with my body, with my inner listening, with my intuition, with my, you know, all my intuitive knowledge. So that was the starting point. And then when I went through the divorce, it was like the deep, deep dive, because I saw even more clearly, not just I wasn't taking care of myself, which is what came out with the breast cancer diagnosis, but it was that I wasn't loving myself, and I was so disconnected with my essence, and that's the core of what came out with the divorce. And as I was journeying through the divorce and starting to reconnect at a deeper level and love myself through some of the practices that I was doing, and really verbally saying I love you and reconnecting, I then started to see that, you know, there was this whole new way to live my life. This that wasn't in my head. It was in my body. It was in connecting with my why self. And it really not just reoriented how I was living my life and pursuing my goals and my dreams and my callings. It became my body of work, and it shifted how I was coaching. My whole coaching business reoriented to this new way. And I will say, part of what came out of that was peace. And if you're going through a divorce, and you know, after 20 some years of marriage, It's not a peaceful process, but it gave me a whole new sense of peace for my life and joy and hope. And I was amazed at the transformation that I went through by shifting that orientation that I did to have this new paradigm on how I was looking at achievement.
I love that you just said that, because you originally in the beginning talked about how this is a paradigm shift for you, and then you said it's like living like a whole new way and shifting the orientation. Sounds like, yes, you really have found a way to shift the paradigm. It sounds like that's our, it feels like, you know, if I was looking for an answer in your words, that would be, that's it, just shift
yes.
the paradigm.
Yes,
and it's,
absolutely.
What a great outcome to have people feeling that they're going through illness, diagnosis, divorce, relationship, these hard things. This is interesting. You just said that even the way you coach shifted.
Right.
And when you say that, do you just grow and feel like you just saw a flower that blossomed, or was there any part of you that was mourning or felt like you left behind something, or was it just a beautiful process?
No, it is a growth, and part of it is it's really getting conscious. And I think one thing I'd love to reiterate with the listeners is so many of us have gone through living our lives just going through the motions. And I know at one point when I was married, I said that I feel like we're just going through the motions of life. And when you are living from the paradigm of radiant achievement, you are very mindful, you are very conscious, and that impacts everything you do. It impacts the conversations you have with people. It impacts your work. And again, it's an evolution. I had started saying in the beginning, right? Like, I am seeing more of me come out in the world. I am seeing more of my energy, more of my radiance, more of my gifts and talents, my authenticity. And there is no end, and I just want to reiterate, there is no end to our potential. And if we can come from that orientation of growth, connected to, again, that inner listening, continues to be a beautiful journey. And not that things don't happen and we don't have struggles and failures, but it's from a perspective of love and compassion for ourselves to really see who we are at our fullest, and knowing that is impacting the world in a positive way, looping it back around to legacy.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I'm quoting you now. I feel like if I were to hear from you, the legacy meaning is, I see more of me come out into the world. And I did just quote you.
Yes.
That is so beautiful. You don't just go through the motions. You see more of you coming out to the world. So listeners, really get that, because that is the thing. Like, it's not just, walking through the fake you, the quiet, the turned off you, the muted you. This is that conscious,
right,
mindful, connected. I love that. It's so beautiful. Oh my gosh. And so the time always flies, which is crazy pants, but if somebody were, they are going to pick up the book, everybody, it's Rise Amazing Woman Rise. And we've got two amazing co-authors already, but right now this is Christine Howard. And if you could do a lovely invitation for people to come to you, and what would they, why would they come to you, and what would they get from you?
Right. Okay, 30 seconds. Let's see. So if someone is feeling two things, they're either feeling unfulfilled, something is missing in their life, they can't quite put a finger on it, or maybe they feel they've got a calling, a stirring, and they just can't get off the starting blocks for whatever reason that is, that's what I do. I help and I teach them this new way to orient their life, to really connect with their inner powers of radiant achievement, and to, in a loving, compassionate, empowered way, follow that journey of their calling and see what blossoms and develops from it.
I love that. So if everybody's really they just hear something, but they can't tell quite what it is, you help to interpret it and then anchor it to a paradigm that's really, truly loving and puts them out as their part into the world. I love that. And so they can, all they have to do is go to thechristinehoward.com, or even better yet, pick up the book, and then you guys, it's a Rise, Amazing Woman Rise. Yeah, Marsha Engels put it together beautifully, and I just want to share with everybody, there are I Am statements in there to help you along. So, Christine, thank you so much for sharing this time with me and with Heather and with everyone already.
Thank you, Lisa. It was a lot of fun to have this conversation today.
Oh, well, thank you. And everybody, I just know you've got to figure out, you know what, let's all leave a beautiful legacy, get connected. And thank you both again so much. And we will continue next Monday where we get to the two more of the eight essentials and leaving a beautiful legacy and really coming from the feminine heart. Thank you so much, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.